This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good.
You're kicking off a run of incredibly talented female comedians on this show. So there's you. Tomorrow's Emma Doran. Friday is Catherine Bohart. Like, this is amazing. You're all in here making me feel amazing about Irish comedy.
It's great. The Joanne McNally effect. Seriously, she's done so much. Saint Joanne, God bless her.
Absolutely. She needs her own bank holiday.
She does, because like 10 years ago, if you were to think about a comedian, if you do Google image search of comedian, it would be a man in a jacket with a microphone, probably a little bit fat. But now, if you do a Google image search of comedian, it's a woman in a jumpsuit kind of going, wah!
Okay.
So I think it's really changed. It's like the trickle-down economics. Joanne's gotten huge. Emma's gotten huge. There's loads of them doing brilliant. So now people are just mad to book female comedians.
I was just about to ask you, do you feel that then? That genuinely 100%. Feel that change? That's brilliant.
Yeah, like there used to be, you'd get on stage and sometimes you used to get people saying like, now the next comedian, she's a woman.
Oh, God.
But she's good, or they kind of prep the audience.
Oh my God.
And sometimes I'd have women coming up to me after gigs and they'd be absolutely drunk.
Yeah.
They'd say things like, oh, like mostly English women, I'll be honest. Like, oh, babe, like, I'm going to be honest. I don't really like female comedians. And I know I'm a woman, but you was good for a woman. So that's gone now. I haven't had that
that's
in a
so
while.
Good. And that people, is so good.
There's, but you get, you know, used to be now there'd be one woman on the bill and that's it. But now you get to hang around with other female comedians more. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's so really delighted. Good. I'm glad
long way last.
Waiting for Texto. Let's talk about Waiting for Texto. Obviously, I'm guessing this is a little title pun on Waiting for Godot.
Well done. Yes, thanks. You
look
passed
at me.
The pseudo-intellectual test. Yes.
Very much pseudo. Let me just clarify that. But what is the story? Because this is a one-woman, like, is it a comedy? Is it a, it's not straight-up stand-up. Is it a, it's a comedy
it's
play.
It's a comedy play. So there's lots of stand-up-y stuff in it. It's interactive. There's a bit of improv in it, but there is a structure and a story. And it's basically for any woman or man, any person who's ever liked somebody more than they liked you, or when they've just lost interest and you're like, what's going on?
What have I done?
Which is everybody in the world, I'd say. Maybe just not the Pope, the current Pope mightn't have experienced that.
The only person.
Yeah, maybe the Dalai Lama. And that's about it. I think everybody else can relate. But what happened was myself and my sister, Aoife, we were chatting one night, or we were in the house, and Aoife just kept looking at her phone and kept looking at her phone, and she couldn't relax. And I was like, what's going on? Oh, I'm just waiting for this text from this fella. And she said, wouldn't it be amazing if there's a film about the tension of a text? And I said, well, film, no, maybe not so much, but I thought play.
Yes.
And it was one of those late night conversations where, you know, let's start a band together.
Or sure.
Maybe we should do a business that never comes to fruition. But we actually did it. We actually sat down and we wrote the play. And I was kind of bringing loads of jokes in because I'm from stand up. And Aoife was kind of more like, no. Okay, maybe this is serious.
And has Aoife got a background in performance?
She doesn't do performance at all. No,
right.
She writes. She's
okay.
a good writer.
Brilliant.
And she's a journalist and she does bits and bobs. So she was able to say, like, okay, not everything has to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, there's a message here.
A
what's
bit of pathos
the story?
Here and then some
That's
payoff.
That's the word that I learned. Yeah, a bit
right.
of pathos. So we did a preview in Beauties and went really well. We changed it a bit again and until there was a bit more of a twist. So there's a nice twist
Love
in the
it.
Story. There's a bit of surprise and there's a bit of depth and, you know, people found it very moving and relatable, which was great because it is a little bit painful, but it's mostly hilarious and there's a bit of a payoff at
but
the
that's
end.
That's the currency, isn't it? Isn't it connecting with somebody in that way that they see themselves? Because often comedians can be completely, I mean, relatability is great, but you can also go see a surreal comedian who's completely, you know, dealing with something you're never going to do. And you can still enjoy it, when you break it down to something like a play where there is pathos and there is a storyline and there is a twist, you want people to really relate to that.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why women are doing so well at the moment, I think, because we have maybe less puns than men, but more authenticity. So you've got people like, you know, Sophia Wren and Aoife Dunn, Katie Boyle, people like that, that are just really bringing their own personal experience to the fore. So I think that is really important and people will mesh with that. So yeah, it's very funny, but it's got the little serious side as well, and it's got a good plot.
Well, Cork, Coughlin's on Saturday, February 7th, Kilkenny, Saturday, 28th, it's in Clears Bar, and then the 3rd of May in Whelan's in Dublin. What a venue for comedy.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm very excited. My first show, for solo show in Whelan's. I must add to that Bray has been added on the 12th of February. Shout out to the Bray Comedy Festival
Just pre-Valentine's as well, which is a great
show. So actually it's the 12th, so that's the day where people bring their mistress out for a date.
I did not know that. Having never had a mistress. That's,
well done, Dave.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you didn't flinch. So he's telling the truth.
Or else I'm a really good actor. I'm a terrible actor. That's incredible.
So, yeah, no, I noticed this when I was working in a restaurant years ago. The 12th or the 13th and the 14th, not the 14th, obviously, but the 12th, 13th, and the day after Valentine's
15th,
Day,
right.
People come in a bit shifty, asking not to sit beside the window and they'd only pay cash. And I said to my boss, what's this going on? And she was like, it's mistress.
Oh, that's
these
unbelievable.
Are the girlfriends. They have to get it over and done with before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Just take the money and don't ask any questions. And if you see him again, don't mention anything.
That's you're like doctors with your Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
I saw nothing. I spotted something on your Instagram, okay? And I think, I don't know if you're going to like me. I think I'd still be your friend. I don't know if you'd like me because this is what I spotted, right?
When a man has a picture of an animal or a picture of himself as a child in his profile picture anywhere, he's up to stuff. What that little cute picture is saying is like, I'm so cute, I'm so innocent. When a man goes out of his way to learn another language, especially Portuguese and Polish, it's a major ick. Why are you learning those languages? Men hate languages. German is acceptable and gone down a bit. Pagoilga, go home. Men who are obsessed with Japanese culture, I get it, it's beautiful, but to stop being obsessed with it, I'm never going to live up to that.
These are your three icks for men, and I think we need to explore them because I fit into a lot of these categories, and this is what I want to see. How much do you dislike me? So number one, okay, I haven't got a picture of me as a child as my profile picture for a long time, but I did at one point.
Yeah, Dave, because you want everyone to think, oh, I'm such a
now I have a picture of me on stage, like kind of rocking out like in the Olympia with loads of people. So now,
I think that's acceptable.
But I'm really egotistical now.
I mean, this is a completely ridiculous.
Yes, we should
my
say that.
It is completely ridiculous, and I don't want anyone. I'm not a medical psychologist doctor. I'm just a wise woman who's been personally offended by certain men in my life. So it's. But no, I think actually being in the Olympia, going like that, is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because at least I know who you are.
Fair.
Yeah, but I get asked out by men. They slide into my DMs and. They're like, oh, do you want to go on a date? I'm like, it's just a picture of a dog. Or worse still, it's a picture of your child.
Oh,
and I'm like,
I don't want to
go out with an 8-year-old girl. Thank you very much. Or the worst of the worst is like when it's just the Man United crest.
I'm sure I've also done that at some point.
Yeah,
okay.
I once got asked out a guy and I was like, but you're the ocean. And he said, thank you so much. I said, no, look, it's your profile picture. It's just of an ocean. I can't date the sea. I don't have
The second one then is the languages thing.
Yeah.
I speak a lot of languages.
Oh,
and my favorite.
Which languages?
So English, Irish, French, Russian.
Très bien.
Czech.
Oh, these are getting a bit dull. Why Czech, a language spoken by maybe 5 million people? But the 5 million hot women speak Czech. That's why they learned Czech.
I had already spoken a few languages and I needed to pick in the next one I wanted to do. And there was a commercial work reason why Czech was a good idea at that time.
At the time.
Spanish. German,
Spanish is on the brink. German is
on the brink.
Acceptable.
German's okay. Polish, I am starting. I've got a good few friends here. So I like to say like, dzień dobry, jak się masz, when I see them walking past, as opposed to just like, do you know what I mean?
And then Zadal Valona. But at the same time, you know, when a man, I've just known a few men and they haven't got much game. But what they do is they learn Polish is especially good. And then they infiltrate the sexy Polish community.
Okay.
That was in the noughties. Now it's been replaced by Portuguese. I'm into surfing, I'm learning Portuguese. No, you're not. You're into hot women. you know.
Okay. And then the last one of your icks was the Japanese culture. I really don't have any affinity to the Japanese culture, except for one thing, is I'm obsessed with a Japanese guitar brand, and I buy all of the guitars from this brand. And then when I learn things like, oh my God, this guitar was made in the Fujigen factory in 1987. I must possess this immediately. And I do have a fantasy of going to this guitar street in Tokyo, where there's just shop after shop after shop. So I do want to go there.
No, that's not it for me, because a guitar is sexy. But just I suppose it's based on a guy who is just so into Japanese culture. I'm the opposite of a Japanese woman. I'm like, how's it going? And, well, how are you keeping? Whereas, like, you know, the kind of like giggling like a Japanese
schoolgirl. Oh, the geisha, yes. Who, yeah.
This kind of, that's what he wanted. Right. And I was some kind of like beef to the heels Mullingar heifer placeholder while he waited for his geisha girl to come on stream.
So it's just a placeholder, might be the best thing ever.
So he, this is a personal beef.
Gotcha. They're very, very specific.
Very controversial. You really did a deep dive there now. I thought I'd buried that in some of the videos.
No. Nothing is safe on people's Instagrams. I go deep and study. Well, listen, the best thing is you can go and see the hilarious Aidan McQueen, icks and all, for Waiting for Texto. It is in Cork, in Bray, in Kilkenny, in Dublin. What is your Instagram/website for people to go and get tickets?
So you can go AideanMcQueen.com if you want to go to my link tree. All of that is there. You can also go to my Instagram. It's Comedy McQueen, because if you're gigging in England, they'll like Aidan. Is that not boys now?
How do you say that?
Yeah. Aidan. But Comedy McQueen. But if you type in Aidan McQueen, you'll find it.
You'll find it.
I'm on very occasionally on TikTok. Not great there now, to be honest. I kind of gave up.
Sure, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. Facebook. And but there's the website, there's Facebook, there's Instagram is the best place. I put up the most things there. And I think my name is written on a few bathroom walls in Dublin as well. So.
There you go. Numbers and all. Yeah. Aidan, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with the show. Can't wait for Waiting for Texto. It's Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.